I'm David Mitchell, and this is episode 5 of the First Principles podcast from Curtin Christian Union. Over the last two episodes, we've been looking at the central clauses of the mission statement that our committee worked on at the start of the year. Once more, the mission statement says this: we prayerfully proclaim Jesus Christ at Curtin to reach out with the good news of Jesus, to build up students through teaching, training, and encouraging, and to send out Christians to serve Jesus in all of life, all for the glory of God. Today we come to the third of those middle clauses, to send out Christians to serve Jesus in all of life. Let's get stuck in. The heart of the matter, where we get to the center of our topic and think about what it means. The atheist psychologist Jonathan Haidt has written about humans as being like riders on an elephant. We have a rationality that sits on top of a huge, complex web of emotions and instincts. And while we think our rationality is often in control, that's the bit of us doing the thinking after all, usually it's our emotions and intuitions and preconceived beliefs that cause a decision. That elephant leans one way, and we are taken for a ride while our thought processes move to justify that decision. So our elephant innately tells us, let's eat an ice cream. And our rider then says something like, sure, you deserve it. It's not that fattening. And buying it will stimulate the economy. We make choices based on instinct, and our rational thinking plays catch up. Sometimes, like eating an ice cream, this is not particularly a problem. But if this is going on in all of our decisions, we can see why there's going to be problems. We can see, as the subtitle of Jonathan Haidt's book says, why good people would disagree. But actually, I think Haidt is describing something even deeper, something that Christian theologians have thought for hundreds and hundreds of years. What the heart loves, the will chooses, and the mind justifies. We want something, so we go after it, and then we work out afterwards why that was a good thing. And the scriptures talk about how we, every one of us and every part of us, are captive to the corruption of rejecting our loving Heavenly Father. It doesn't mean that everything we do is always wrong at every moment, but it does mean that everything, even some really good things, are tainted by what we call sin. Our problems are serious and bigger than us. The problem we have is insurmountable to us. But praise be to God that, as we thought about back in episode 1, He has come to us in Jesus to pay our debts and begin transforming us. We need Christ in every part of our lives. We need His gospel working in us by His Spirit to penetrate and change our minds, transform what we want and desire, and shape our will and therefore our actions. As I said last week and have now been trying to fill out, we need our journey of discipleship, which we embark on together, to be holistic, covering every part of our lives. So that is part of what we should understand it to mean when we say that we want to send out Christians to serve Jesus in all of life. It's perhaps particularly important for us to do this while at uni, because in some ways these are years which are transitional for all students. While going through uni, just as there will be people who want to meet Jesus for the first time, there's also going to be people who already count themselves as Christians who will, in a very significant way, have to make choices about whether to remain Christians or not. This is simply the blessing and the challenge of our context at a university, dealing with the free marketplace of all the ideas and philosophies we can have there. But this is not just a uni thing. This happens all the time. In public and online and in TV shows, we're hearing voices that present different theology, different promises, different ethics to what our gospel teaches us. So we want to all be firming up Christians when we meet together and sending them out into every part of the rest of their life strong in Jesus. But there's another really important aspect to this, and it's related to our particular context at uni as a club for students. We are, for almost everyone involved in our group, a stepping stone on the way somewhere. We greet high schoolers, and then we farewell nurses and engineers and lawyers and teachers and doctors and allied health and everything else. We meet people who are on a path to a different stage of life. Now, it's true that some people stay in academia, but we don't really expect that to be the case for many of our students. And so, aware that they won't be with us forever, we want our group to be one that sends out, not just to know Christ in our lives and to make Him known to others in a daily or weekly kind of way, but to be a group that recognizes we're going to help people in that transition into the new phase of life after uni. We want to send people out who are firm in the faith of Jesus and committed to being disciple-making disciples for the rest of their lives. Partly we hope to help students connect Jesus to their field of study and future job. We want people to know what makes their particular situation an opportunity to further the common grace that God has given humanity in creation and in society. We want one another to have thought about the ethics that might come up in their particular line of work. Another thing we want is for our students to leave with the confidence and skill to keep on helping others investigate Jesus. We want to send out students who can explain who Jesus is and what he's done and why they have hope in him. We also want students to leave committed and ready to serve even more in their churches. Perhaps they'll have developed some skills, say, in leading a youth group or contributing thoughtfully to a Bible study. Hopefully they'll leave with the conviction to keep on being servant-hearted and just get in and help in whatever way they can with lots of generosity in their time and their money. We want to send out students who are prayerful, knowing that all of this mission that we have is contingent on God's grace and mercy. Without him, we can do nothing. But nothing is impossible for him. And he is working in us by his Spirit to grow us and bring us all to maturity in Jesus. It can be hard to say goodbye, but we know it's going to happen sooner or later. So overall, we want students who've spent time with us at uni to take the mission of Jesus with them, committed to using their skills, wisdom, and gifting for the kingdom of God, promoting both its values and its king for the rest of their lives. We'll move on to section two of our podcast, What About This? And today, Peter is with me.
Hey, David. So what about the outside world? You talk about fortifying and preparing students for the world. Are you saying the world is a scary or dangerous place? Or that there's a war going on that we're protecting students from or preparing them for?
Yeah, I think this is a tough question, and certainly one that like people talk about, how there's the kind of culture wars. The world is becoming kind of more potentially hostile to conservative and traditional kind of values and religions. But I think that for Christians at least, it's actually probably always been the case that we've seen the world as something hostile. So Paul talks about how we need to take our stand against the world, the flesh, and the devil. So I think, yes, we are trying to fortify our students against the world, both in the immediate context in uni, but also for the rest of their lives. But I don't think we necessarily should think of it as some brand new culture war like people kind of talk about.
Right. So this isn't just an issue for 21st century Christians. It's something that Christians have had to deal with throughout history in engaging with the world around them, living in a world that is opposed to values that Christians hold to.
I think, yes, I think that's right. But it is, I want to stress, this is a metaphorical battle. We're not going out to fight against flesh and blood. The Bible's very clear about that. This is a spiritual battle. It's a metaphorical battle. But it's a very real thing. We have to strive to be distinct from the world, to go against the natural pattern of the world, to swim upstream, if you like. There are particular ways that maybe the battle lines themselves have changed, like the kind of issues that we have now may be different to the issues that previous people had. Where we feel the most hostility may be different to where other people have felt that hostility.
Okay, so the role CU plays in gathering Christians on campus, how does that help, or what are you fostering in them to prepare for the world?
Well, I think what I hope we're trying to do is help Christians sort of understand really who they are, really what it means to be a Christian, and not just sort of, I guess, in a let's tell you who you are, but let's help you discover who you are kind of a way. Because I think if those battle lines often change, and they've certainly continued to change through my lifetime, I'm not that old, but I feel like where things are now is different to where they used to be. We want to really prepare students to be able to keep reading the scriptures, keep applying them to their lives, and whatever happens in the future, we want students to be able to serve Jesus in all of life. So I really think as we, you know, as you and I are staff members with the Christian Union, we really want to help students not to be naive about the battle that we're actually in, right?
Mm. Which seemingly is where Paul goes in Ephesians 6 of equipping Christians for that spiritual battle, putting on the armor, not in specific, he doesn't list off specific issues that they're facing, but it seems sufficient to equip them for whatever issues they might face, but not to be ignorant or naive that they're in a battle.
Yeah, and his direction there is that we're taking on the armor of God. And I think that we should take a huge amount of comfort out of that because we are wearing God's armor.
He provides it.
He provides it. He makes it strong. And the picture he uses there is of someone who's effectively impenetrable once they're wearing the armor. Once they're willing to wear it, take it on, they're actually able to do that defensive work of being able to stand in that battle. And I think we need to take a huge amount of comfort and solace in that and not be alarmist, which I think, again, when you look at the way that people talk about this kind of culture war against traditional kind of values and religions, you see a lot of people saying, we need to stop it. We need to fight and we need to win. And actually, the Christian is never alarmed because we know the outcome is certain. The battle's already been won at the cross. And as our hearts are changed, we can actually keep, like Jesus, serving and loving even in the midst of great turmoil and difficulty and even rejection.
Yeah. And I take it practice putting on the armor and trusting in those provisions of God, which we can do in the present and in the future, but actually putting it into practice now, learning how to do it, going through the training drills, I guess, so that when we encounter things in the real world, we're prepared.
And I think while we're at uni, that's one time in our lives where we have the time and space to do this practice, to work out these things, to start to put it together in a way for the rest of our lives, which is really helpful. So thanks so much, Peter, for coming in and raising that issue.
No, great to be here, David.
We're now at section three of our podcast, One Student's Response. And today we're going to hear from Josie.
Listening to this has challenged my ideas of what going to uni is all about. I think that going to uni is a wonderful opportunity, and not just an opportunity for a quality education to train us for future careers, an amazing stage of life where we have lots of free time. And what better to do in our free time than be equipped and trained to reach out, build up, and send out? At first, it seemed to me very strange to have send out in the Curtin Christian Union mission statement. After all, it's kind of not really what I think about when I imagine finishing my degree. I always imagined that once I graduate, I'll know what I'm doing, I'll be a real adult, and I'll be frantically job hunting. But I've been challenged by the idea of uni and Curtin Christian Union being a stepping stone to being sent out. That although when I graduate, I will be job hunting, and that hopefully by God's grace, I'll get a job and be in the culture of careers and working up the ladder. But in fact, I should be making the most of the opportunities that I have to get equipped now so that I can be sent out into any context to serve God. In my church, in my future work, in everything that I do, and for that to be my priority. I guess the stepping stone is more of a launch pad, in my opinion, in that what I focus on at uni is perhaps aiming the launch pad in a certain direction. In all my free time, now at uni, I could be working as hard as possible, competing with my classmates for the best positions and the best marks, and that could lead me to doing exactly the same in my future work, trying as hard as I possibly can to make it to the top. However, it's like if I strive to be a good steward of the good education I've been given, but realize that uni is an amazing time of opportunity to be trained and built up, to be sent out on the mission to serve Christ and bring people to Him, then my launch pad will hopefully be turned into the direction of sending me out in submission and service of the Lord. Uni is an amazing little practice zone where many people are curious about religion and interested to hear about Jesus, so make the most of it. My prayer is that everyone will be able to get involved and be trained to serve God in all of life.
One sentence to wrap it all up, and then I'll pray. Every day while at uni and into the rest of their lives, we want students who join with us at the Curtin Christian Union to be ready and willing to serve Jesus with all of the grace He works in us. Heavenly Father, we praise You for the love You have poured out on us in Jesus by His Holy Spirit. Send us out every day of our lives in the power of that eternal Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. That was episode 5 of the First Principles podcast from Curtin Christian Union, entitled Send Out. It featured Peter Schenzelors, who works with us on the staff team, Josie Elkington, who's one of our student committee members, and me, David Mitchell. Our music was provided by another student, Jared Chinnery. Thanks for listening.